Have you ever wondered why some touch feels good and some feels gross? But maybe you couldn't quite name why? This episode's for you. Hey folks. So I'm sitting in a bar after kickball, slightly sweaty, still in my jersey, devouring a burger, and one of my teammates starts joking about how he loves to grab people. You know the type. Smack an ass, cop a feel. All under the locker room vibe umbrella. Then he says, I just ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Ah, my whole body did that full body eye roll. I want to talk a little bit throughout this episode about why that sentence stuck in my brain like a pebble in a sneaker. Welcome to Softweird, season 5 of my podcasting life, where I chew on sometimes messy, complicated, cringy stuff, trying to do so with some curiosity, humor, obviously with a little queer perspective. I'm your host, Paul Cram, and today we're diving into that blurry space between affection and assumption. And what happens when comfort turns into something else entirely? Having worked in theater as an actor for many years, I got real cozy with casual touch. It was how we bonded, helping with quick changes, touching up somebody's hair or if they have body makeup, just all that stuff, awkward stage combat type stuff. It really taught me that affection doesn't always mean attraction. Sometimes it's just closeness, family, safe, non-sexual intimacy. And I love that vibe. But it also created this sort of gray zone, a vibe where touch is so normal. It can be easy to forget to check in. That's why that guy's joke about asking forgiveness pinged me so hard. It reminded me of a moment that still clings to me. Several years ago, I was on a short film shoot. Just me, two other actors, a tiny crew, all crammed into a restaurant over in Dinkytown, Minneapolis. If you've ever worked on an indie, short, little, low-budget project, we're eating cold pizza together, kind of bonding over the hardship, quote-unquote, of it all. there's a kind of intimacy that occurs there. So on day 3 of this week-long shoot, this large guy, one of the other actors, he comes running up to me, grinning, like ear to ear. He wraps me in this huge bear hug and proceeds to lift me off the ground and spin me around. And then he planted a big sloppy kiss right on my lips. I froze. He was stronger than me. I couldn't really push out of his bear hug grip. And the second he set me down, I bolted for the bathroom and just stared at myself in the mirror, washing my face. I felt hot, not in a good way. Angry, violated. And it's not because I hate touch. I love hugs. But I hadn't wanted that. Not from him. Not like that. We hadn't been flirting. I haven't given any signs that I was interested in him whatsoever. It wasn't a moment. It was him taking something. And here's the thing. I didn't say anything. I stayed quiet. I think he sensed the vibe shift because he never did it again. But that moment stuck with me. I still think about it, about how I didn't speak up and how angry I still feel. Part of why I stayed quiet I didn't have the language. I grew up in a very religious Midwestern household where my dad was just under God on the authority ladder. You didn't question the rules. And romantic or sexual conversations? Oh God, forbidden. So I didn't grow up learning how to explore my feelings or boundaries. I didn't learn how to say yes or no based on what I wanted. And that's something I've had to unlearn. Not just the shame of being gay, I've owned that part, but learning how I want to be gay. What pace I want, what kinds of touches feel good, what kisses I say no to, and what ones I melt into. There's grief in that, in the things I didn't get to explore as a teenager, the crushes I couldn't admit to, that gentle trial and error, those gentle trial and error moments, those I never had. So yeah, I'm still learning on some of these things even now. Consent isn't just about avoiding the bad. It's about opening space for the good, the chosen, the mutual. I want to say, like as Adrienne Marie Brown puts it, quote, "The first step of consent is tuning into your own desire." Consent starts with knowing your own yes or no. So back at that bar, I did say something, light but direct. Hey, I love that forgiveness instead of permission line. You know, when I'm like at work and decide to move forward on a project without my boss's buy-in first. But when it comes to touching people, not the vibe. I turned to one of the guys there, who I happen to think is very cute, and added, "If I ever get too touchy-feely, please tell me. I want to make sure I'm not overstepping." He smiled and said in response, "Honestly, you can be more touchy if you want." Boom. That right there, consent. Clear, flirty, fun. No mystery, no assumptions, just two adults saying what they want. Did I get more touchy after that? Oh, absolutely I have. I really enjoy putting my arm around his waist while his arm is around my shoulders. Here's the deal. Our communities, queer spaces, theater spaces, found family friend groups, they're built on joy, play, and affection. But they're also built on trust. And trust doesn't mean never asking. It definitely means checking in. You don't need a permission slip, just a moment. Too much or you good? It goes a long way. And when someone says something that lands wrong, go ahead, call it out with humor or sass or love or all three. You know, we can keep it fun and respectful because consent, it's hot. Boundaries, hot. Mutual desire, voiced clarity, my God, the hottest. If this episode made you laugh, cringe, I don't know, remember something that you're still chewing on? Or if you've ever had that weird, slippery moment where a hug didn't feel right, feel free to share it. We can keep talking. I don't know, is there anything that you've had to unlearn about consent? I also want to provide a resource here. Like if you're navigating consent in friendships or flirtationships, you can check out resources like Consent Is. There's a toolkit for this. It breaks things down with practical examples. I will include a link to one of these in the show notes. The one that I'm going to link to is by Eau Claire Health Alliance. And I also want to mention, like, there's a book that I recently read. It has really sex-positive advice and information in it. It's by advice columnist Dan Savage. I want to say, though, I think the title of the book is Sex A to Z, something like that. And yeah, I'll include a link, or I'll put the title in the show notes as well. Please feel free to like comment, even direct message me if you'd like, or just sit with this episode for a while. And hey, if you're lucky, maybe someone cute will give you a yes that feels just right. I appreciate it if you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode of Soft Weird. I will catch you next time. So stay soft, stay weird, smooches.